Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, January 22nd. It's no surprise when two directly opposing consumer brands compete with each other. After all, that's what they're supposed to do, right? But when one brand is partially owned by the other, and they're at each other's throats, that's news. And that's the story with Monster Beverage, known for its leading Monster energy drinks, and Coca-Cola. Surprisingly enough, Coke has never produced an energy drink. Until now. On Monday, the company launched Coca-Cola Energy, its new caffeine and vitamin-laden beverage in the United States. Monster has been so worried that Coke will elbow its popular drinks out of valuable shelf space that it sought legal arbitration to address the conflict. It's a battle that could make any executive squeamish because, well, Coca-Cola owns 17% of Monster. Coke, whose revenues top $30 billion a year, invested in Monster 5 years ago. As part of the deal, Coke agreed to distribute Monster's products in North America and has expanded to other regions since then. Coke signed a non-compete agreement not to distribute competitive energy drinks, but made an exception for those marketed under the Coca-Cola brand, according to the Wall Street Journal. You can be pretty sure that in the last year, Monster CEO Rodney Sacks has more than once slapped his face and wondered, why did I agree to that exception? What was I thinking? Because more than a year ago, Coke made public its plans to launch Coca-Cola Energy, which tastes like normal Coke but includes caffeine derived from natural sources, the company says. Four flavors, Coke, Cherry Coke, and the diet versions of both, come in the familiar red cans. This makes Monster really nervous. While there's no doubt that Monster is, a monster at about $3 billion in annual sales, it's hardly a lightweight, but it's still only a tenth the size of Coca-Cola. The arguments went public in late 2018 when Monster took legal action. The company filed an arbitration claim against Coke, claiming that introducing the drinks would violate its non-compete clause. There was and is a lot of money at stake. In the U.S., we down more than $15 billion worth of energy drinks every year. But last July, Monster lost that fight. Arbiters ruled in favor of Coke. The huge company had already launched in Europe, but waited until this week to debut in the U.S. Now, Monster CEO Rodney Sacks is worried that Coca-Cola will shift its distribution focus to its own products and push Monster brands out of drink cases in convenience and grocery stores all across the country. Industry trade pub Just Drinks reported that Sacks told investment analysts, "The coolers aren't rubber, they can't expand." He asked, "If Coke Energy goes in, what comes out? Is that reduction of Monster?" But Coca-Cola argues that it's not competing directly with its partner. Coke Energy, they say, is designed to attract fitness and health buffs who want natural ingredients in their drinks, ingredients Monster has traditionally not delivered. As a result, they say, Coke Energy won't appear next to Monster, but in store aisles, more likely to attract the yoga pants crowd. At the same time, Monster has been introducing its own new products, gearing up for the competition, and trying to attract that health-conscious consumer. Its new products have incited other legal fights, with competitors smaller than Monster battling over such things as copyright infringements, according to the Wall Street Journal. It seems that the energy drink wars are fought just as much in lawyers' offices as they are in the 7-Elevens of this world. Clearly, in 2020, Monster execs may need all the energy they can get to continue fighting this fight. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, listen, if you like our show, give us a little gift, would you? Take a second and write a review on Apple Podcasts, because it helps other listeners find us. And besides, reading them gives us an energy boost. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.